This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Need a gift idea for the outdoor adventure in your life? Shop the Allbirds Mizzle Collection, made with water-repellent puddle guard technology and ZQ-certified merino wool with a low environmental impact. It's a natural fit for winter runs. And Allbirds offsets the carbon footprint to make their Mizzle Collection carbon neutral, so you can take comfort in treading lighter. Get on their nice list this year with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Everyone, now let's welcome player Gareth Bale, and we'll start taking the first question here. Thank you.
Hey, Gareth. Well, from BBC News, we've heard a lot about underperformance, disappointment amongst the players. How do you motivate yourself to lift your game and those around you to get the result you need?
No, of course, we're disappointed in the results and some of the performances, but it's football, it's not easy. We're at a World Cup against some very good teams, but I think the one thing we know, we'll always give 100%. So we've been working hard the last few days on trying to make things better and correct things. And yeah, we don't need to get anyone going. We just need to just keep working hard, and hopefully things will turn around for us.
Hey, Gareth, Michelle from ITV over here to your left. Rob Page just said you're really hurting as a group right now. As captain, how have you tried to pick up the squad?
Yeah, no, we were hurting after the game and the day after. Everyone was a bit quiet, but I think we have some characters in the team. We've got everyone going. The energy's high again. Training's been good the last few days. So, yeah, we're in good spirits. Obviously, we're disappointed with the result against Iran, but we have a big game to go tomorrow. And, yeah, we can't dwell on it too much. This is tournament football. We have to get over it quickly and go again.
Before we continue, to all the photographers, thank you so much.
Hi, Gareth.
Hi.
You've so often delivered when Wales have needed it on big occasions. It's not going to get much bigger than this. You feel there a responsibility on your shoulders in particular?
No, I don't feel responsibility, because we're a team. We're a nation. We work hard for each other. Yeah, we need to deliver as a team. It's not one person that needs to do anything. So, like I said, we've been working hard on the last couple of days. Of course, we would have loved everything to have been winning and doing a lot better. But the reality is, football's hard. And if it was that easy, we'd be favourites to win the World Cup. So we need to keep sticking hard, stick together, work like we always do, keep our spirits high, and we'll give 100% like we always do again tomorrow.
Hi, Gareth. Nizar Kinsella here from the Evening Standard. I just wanted to ask you, Kieran Trippier was sort of your neighbour in Madrid. Sort of, how close is your relationship, and how much did you help each other sort of in that time when you were sort of playing across the divide?
Yeah, no, we met up quite a lot. Our families were together quite a lot. So, yeah, I know Kieran really well and his family. And, yeah, he did great when he came over. It was... it's not easy to move abroad, as a lot of Brits don't do. So, yeah, we were there to help, try and help them, because we've been there for a while. So, yeah, he's obviously done well since he's gone back to Newcastle as well. And, he's been performing well again for England. So, yeah, we look forward to playing against him tomorrow.
Hi, Gareth. James Robson from AP. Given everything you've achieved in your career, what would it mean to you to beat England tomorrow, qualify to the next round personally? Where would that rank in your career?
I'll let you know if it happens tomorrow.
Okay. Next question here, please.
Hi, Gareth. Rick Edwards, Five Live. Given that this is pretty much win or bust, will we see quite an attacking, gung-ho approach from Wales tomorrow?
You'll have to wait and see.
Yes?
You'll have to wait and see.
I will.
There you go.
Okay, sorry. Next question is for the gentleman here. Thank you. In the front. Thank you. We're going by order, raising hands. Thank you very much.
Hi, Gareth. Rob Harris from Sky News. Is there a chance that this could be your last international game with Wales, your last tournament game, and does that give you that extra bit of motivation?
Nope.
And watching the England performance the other night, does it show there are weaknesses that you can exploit?
Yeah, for sure. Every team has weaknesses, so we've obviously done our homework and we've had meetings, and I'm sure they've done the same with us. So we know it's going to be a difficult game. England are a very good team, one of the favourites to win the tournament. So we're under no illusions it's going to be hard, but we're going to be ready. We're going to give everything like we always do. And there's been a few shocks already in the World Cup. And there's no reason why we can't do the same.
Also, we continue. Just one question per media member so other colleagues can participate. Thank you.
Hi, Gareth. Nigel Adley from TalkSport. There are young players in the squad and in the team at the moment. Do you feel the responsibility, players like yourself and Aaron, to maybe try and guide them through in the environment like this?
Of course we have a responsibility to help everybody. I think we, at this current moment, we're not in the greatest of positions, and obviously we haven't had an amazing tournament, but like I said, this is football. It's not easy. It's difficult. So, the main thing for us all is we've stuck together as a group like we've always done. And we'll fight again. We'll go on the pitch, we'll give everything. And I think our supporters know that. You've seen our reaction when we conceded against Iran, how devastated we all were, lying on the floor, heartbroken. After the game, everybody was upset. So no one can ever question our commitment, but we'll all stick together through thick and thin, through the ups and downs. And like I said, we'll give everything again tomorrow when we go on the pitch.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, Gareth. James from The Mirror. I've seen some footage of the celebrity chef Bryn Williams cooking you Welsh lamb last night. Can you give us, was that good to get a little taste at home? Can you give us a little insight into how that was with the team? And are we finally going to see a tasty performance from Wales now? Thanks.
I actually didn't have any lamb yesterday, so... It was great to have him come in and cook for the lads, and another kind of little boost and a little laugh that we had. So hopefully it gives us a better performance. We'd love nothing more. So we're trying to keep the spirits high. We have to remember we're at a World Cup, first time we have been in a long time, and like I said, we would rather be at a World Cup, maybe not doing amazingly well, than sat at home on the sofa not doing anything. So we're happy to be here, but we're going to give everything we can to try and qualify tomorrow.
Gareth Simon from BBC. There's lots of speculation that Harry Kane could be missing tomorrow. You know him very well. How much of a boost would that be for Wales if Kane was missing?
No, of course. Harry's a very good player. He's a world-class player. He's shown it time and time again. But they have so many good players that can come in and take his place. Whether he's on the team sheet or not, we're going to be ready for the fight. It's going to be a difficult game no matter who we play against. But like I said, he's a fantastic player. And I'm sure if he doesn't play, he'll be missed by their team a lot.
Yep. Hi, Gareth. Gareth from Sky. I know you're not going to tell me whether this is going to be your last game for Wales or not, so I'll not ask you that. In terms of potentially last ever game at a World Cup, it could be that. In terms of what you need to do, I know you, in a previous answer you said it's not about me, it's about the team. But because of who you are, because of what you've done in your career, what is on your shoulders as an individual tomorrow night? I take the team collective, but what you need to do?
No, I do the same as I always do. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I have a good game, sometimes I don't. It's football. It's difficult to always play well. So I think the one thing that I always do is I give 100%. I was flying into tackles in the 95th minute the other day, so I'll give everything like I always do for my country. And I'll just try and lead by example for sure. And hopefully that's enough on the day. That's all I can do.
Hi, Gareth. Gary Jacob from The Times. Has there been an example over your career where you've been in this situation before, in the kind of slight doldrums, and perhaps then got out of it with one performance? And could you maybe give us that example or maybe something that kind of sparked it?
I don't really get the question, to be honest.
Is there something where you've been in a situation before where the team, either you personally or you've been in a team where you've been in this situation, a difficult situation, okay, and something that sparked it or that got you out of that situation to get you a result?
I haven't really thought about it, but I think the main thing is we just keep working hard, we keep working together. We don't get divided by a bad team performance or result. We stick together because we're stronger as a group, I think. We will, like I said, we've been working hard the last few days in training, and training's been good. The energy, the atmosphere has been good, like always, and we just have to go out there and give everything, and hopefully we give a good performance and get the right result.
We can take one more question. Okay. Thank you so much. We this conclude.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
The is it morning yet deal. How about now? Or now? Because morning time is McDonald's breakfast time. And that's the best time of all the times.
Wake up with a little splash of sweetness. Get any size iced coffee from caramel to hazelnut to French vanilla for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18+, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.